This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. KERA has been taking an in-depth look at life on the financial edge for 5 years now with the One Crisis Away project. Over the next few weeks, we'll catch up with folks who've flirted with financial disaster in the midst of what economists classify as boom times. The new series is called Still on the Edge, and today we'll get to the financial bottom line from Frances DeVinney. She's with the left-leaning Center for Public Policy Priorities, which just released research on this area's struggles with poverty and inequality. Frances DeVinney, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
This new study tackles everything from demographics to housing, and one number stood out to me: how median income has changed in Dallas County from 1999 to 2015.
It was a stark decline that we weren't even expecting. What we saw was that in Dallas County, median incomes, that means it's like the income where 50% people make more or 50% make less, there was a 16% decline over about a 15-year period. That's huge. In Texas, it was only 2%.
As a researcher, what does that say to you? You know, what does it mean when unemployment is low and median income is actually dropping so significantly?
It's really something that we're seeing not just in Dallas County, but across the country. What happened, and particularly what's happened in Texas, is that after the Great Recession, we saw a great loss of good middle-wage jobs. You could have one job, put food on the table, put gas in the car, get the school supplies, everything you needed. And the jobs that came back to fill those lost jobs were lower paying jobs, jobs that maybe didn't have health insurance, that didn't pay the same wage. And so families were then having to work two jobs or have a side hustle.
How does income track for the top and the bottom earners in Dallas County?
There was a pretty big income decline for the people who made the least amount of money, and a big income increase for the people who made the most money. Now, many of your listeners will say, you know, old story. We've heard that before. The rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. What was surprising was when you compared it to Texas overall, even the lowest incomes over a 10-year period saw a little bit of an increase, bigger for the people who made more money, but they still saw an increase. Whereas in Dallas County, the bottom 4/5 of earners saw decreases, and it was only that top fifth, that top 20%, that saw an increase.
This report really focuses on segregation, and not just racial and ethnic segregation. How is Dallas County segregated?
For the most part, you have more opportunities. So you've got more people with higher education degrees. They're going to be starting more businesses. They're going to be creating opportunities for their kids because they have more resources. And all of that's being kind of clustered in north central Dallas County. Whereas when you spread across the county, you're not seeing that same level of academic engagement, academic completion, jobs that pay higher income amount. And that maps onto the racial ethnic segregation that's in the city as well. What many people don't realize is that the racial ethnic segregation that happens in many American cities, Dallas included, happened by choice. It happened because of policy decisions that were made often 100, 200 years ago, maybe 50 years ago, about where people were allowed to build a house, buy a house. Could you get a loan? Could you get a loan to buy a house in a certain area? And often that was predicted by a person's race or ethnicity. We see that in the wealth that's being passed down from generation to generation. Were you able to buy a house? Did that house appreciate in value? Could you leave that to your children when you passed away? Could you leverage it to send your kid to college? And those things build on each other over time so that, again, you go back to this idea of rich getting richer, poorer getting poorer.
How stark are the racial disparities in income?
African-American families, on average, were making about 54 cents for every dollar that was being earned by a white family. And Hispanics were only slightly higher at 58 cents to the dollar.
Are things tougher for renters or homeowners in Dallas County?
One of the measures that we often talk about is a family gets into financial trouble very often when they pay more than 30% of their income on rent or mortgage. For people who own their home, about 1/3 of those folks spend more than one of every three of their dollars on housing. But when you're looking at renters, about half spend more than 1/3 of their income on housing.
How has life on the financial edge changed in that time?
I think what's become harder is to get those educational opportunities, those training opportunities that are becoming more and more necessary every year to get good paying jobs. So many of our jobs require post-secondary certification. For a plumber, you need to get a plumber's license, or you need to be trained to drive an ambulance. And if you don't have the resources, the availability of time and money to get those certifications, you're kind of trapped.
Frances DeVinny, thanks for taking the time for this.
Thank you very much for having me.